Hi. This is a story not about a wedding, but about what happens when a wedding goes wrong. My mother had a stroke in January, and my brother and I were tasked with emptying her apartment within 3 months. My brother came out from Seattle, and he did a little prep work before I was able to get there and join him. And he, when I got to the apartment, he pulls out a piece of paper, and he goes, "Do you know anything about this? Mom had a half a share in a $500 car." And I look at it, and I scan it real quick, and I see at the top, not only did she get half the car, but she also got her name back. And all of a sudden, I had a rush of thoughts, of memories. I remembered when I was about 11, driving home from the mall, and my mom telling me she had been married before my dad, and his name was Irving. The paper said his name was Marvin, but you can understand why I might mix those two names up. And my mother was an incredible seamstress, but the wedding pictures, she wore a gold dress. I don't even know if she made it, and there were only like 10 people there, but you know, my Bubby and Zadie were poor. So we finish our project, empty out her apartment, and I go home, and I'm kind of going, ooh, I have three daughters. Two are married. One was getting married. And I'm going, what if there wasn't a Jewish divorce document, a get? Kind of held my breath. My brother went back to Seattle, and he scanned the document that we had, and he scanned the Jewish divorce document, thank goodness. And, okay, the wedding goes on for my daughter. That was great. I sit in front of my computer, and I start Googling. The great state of Minnesota, where my mother was from, has all their vital documents available, but you got to download a form and send in a check in the mail. But I found my mother's two marriage licenses, the marriage license to Marvin and the marriage license to my dad. And I also submitted a form for the divorce document. Now, I totally expected what I was going to get back in the mail was going to be the same piece of paper that my brother had. Send off the checks. A few days later, a week later, I get all these papers in the mail. Marriage license number one signed by one rabbi, marriage license number two signed by another rabbi, and the divorce document from the state. And it was not pretty. It told the tale of a young woman who married an older guy who didn't get a job, but he could, who left her with her mother and father and went out drinking and came home late at night. And then when he told her he needed a car to find a job, and she gave him her life savings of $500, he was gone more. And she told of her mental anguish in this document. And I realized that she had a lot of courage, because at a time when women didn't get divorced and divorce really wasn't talked about, she did that. She got her college degree, and then she went down to St. Louis, to Wash U, to get her master's in social work. But the summer between undergraduate and graduate school, she spent in Rockford, Illinois, my hometown, and the first thing she did was to go to the deli and ask if there were any boys to date, and that's how she met my father. A year later, she got married, and it became very obvious after reading all this why she married my father. He was as straight and narrow as you could find. She always knew where he was. He didn't drink. I never heard him swear. And he was a good guy. And the thing that I would like to leave you with is that if there's ever anything you don't want your children to know, get rid of the paperwork.